Ian Scholes, there are many things conservatives keep trotting out for us, the voters, to stop. You got your abortion, your men dressed like women invading public restrooms so they can, well, who knows, but stop them. Illegal immigration, minimum wage, public schools, Social Security as we know it, and most mysteriously, the death tax. This is not really a death tax, or maybe it is. It's an estate tax, a tax on money left behind to loved ones or others, which affects a couple thousand people with nest eggs exceeding 30 million. Trump is trying this out once again as an issue that supposedly affects Joe Normal in besieged white guy world, and could conceivably sweep Donald Trump into the White House, where he will personally conduct guided tours, classy ones, with your good credit. I don't know why this particular Republican death tax hobby horse is seen to have resonance with American voters. Maybe they have delusions that their own net worth will someday exceed $30 million by the time they die of a broken heart because of Obama, and the cold hand of federal extraction will just take that money, earmarked for sons, daughters, and or anti-cruelty to puppy organizations, and just give it to Planned Parenthood. Certainly, that's a legitimate fear, I guess, maybe not, but conservatives are definitely in trouble. Trump is their guy, for one thing. Even if he wins, I can't see that being a good thing for the future of conservatism. The things they keep saying will destroy the country as they come into being have proved to be of the what-the-hell-with-all-the-fuss-about variety. Gay marriage, for instance. It does not hurt your heterosexual marriage, unless a gay couple moves in with you and makes fun of your lifestyle to your face and makes you watch gay movies on Netflix. Gay marriage does not harm others. It does not take food from your table. Being gay is just a thing, like being left-handed, only naked sometimes with other people. Racism, however, is still hanging in there. Conservatives insist that racism is no longer a thing. Unless Obama makes it a thing, how can we have racism when we have a black president, conservatives ask, and yet they hate Obama? For one thing, unlike you, Joe Normal, he'll probably take his money with him when he goes, which we hate. Oh, wait, we love. Remember when people said Hillary and Bill took souvenirs from the White House and they left? Furniture and silverware? All say they misused the White House Christmas card list? They stole it to share with the Democratic National Committee, allegedly. Which doesn't even make sense. How can you steal a list? Is there only one copy? Like the Ten Commandments? Didn't somebody make an online database? Well, this sounds like a job for Mission Impossible. Get the desk. I'm in. Of course, such a desk could be worth millions. And if you had it in your possession when you died, you could pass it on, unless we have a death tax, which we do. Thanks, Obama. Oh, wait, we're against the death tax. Oh, never mind. And there's a war on Christmas. Trump will stop that too, I guess. But count the candlesticks when he leaves the White House. That's all I'm saying. I gotta go.